Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 23, 2026. An anti-Trump group in Beverly has won a civic award, and protests are scheduled across the North Shore and across the country this coming weekend. Showers, windy, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:26 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News. A local group of protesters recently earned a Civic Pride Award from the Greater Beverly Chamber of Commerce and expects more than 1,500 people to attend its weekly downtown demonstration during a nationwide No Kings protest day on March 28. That will include Senator Ed Markey. Hands Off Beverly members have held signs denouncing the Trump administration every Saturday on Rantoul Street in front of the Beverly Post Office since early last year. They've also added a second weekly protest on Wednesday nights outside the First Parish Unitarian Universalist Church on Cabot Street. An average of 200 people take place in the Saturday protests. They're out in the rain and cold, some shoveled the sidewalks to be able to stand out following two major snowstorms this winter. Many bring noisemakers and wave and smile to passing cars while protest songs play over speakers. The upcoming protest will start at the usual time of 11 a.m. and run until 1 p.m. The event will begin with speeches from Markey, environmental attorney Jan Schlickman of A Civil Action fame, State Senator Joan Lovely of Salem, State Representative Hannah Bowen of Beverly, and possibly Representative Seth Moulton. Other protests will be held throughout the North Shore. More than 3,000 No Kings events are now planned nationwide for March 28, with additional gatherings being added daily. The surge reflects mounting public engagement following earlier demonstrations that drew more than 5 million participants in June 2025 and more than 7 million in October of 2025. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon gives an update on the current budget process.
Budget is still, we're still going through that budget process, right? Budget will be submitted in May, May 11th, for their meeting in May. They have one city council meeting in May, and then they'll go through their budget hearing process. So we're still meeting with departments, those initial department head meetings. Those have been going really well. I think we have about six to go. We had our finance director out this week at a conference out in Western Mass. So she'll be back on Thursday, and so we'll try to finish up all of our department one-on-ones around budget Thursday, Friday, and then Monday, Tuesday next week. And then we'll really start putting the budget together. The schools started their process a little earlier, so they're a little bit further ahead than we are. Our superintendent Sean Gallagher at every school committee meeting really walks us through where we are with the budget right now. And I think I said this last week as well. I'm really thankful that we have Ethan Manning, who used to be our finance director for the city. Now he's the school business manager down at our schools. But he really will be an asset down there because he knows the limit, you know, where we're at as far as city dollars and what that means for schools and what that means for the rest of the city. So we've had some really great conversations. I think at this point, the schools are around like a little over a 5% increase to their budget, but they know they've got some more work to do as well. And I really credit Sean Gallagher and his staff because they're really pulling every lever that they have at their disposal as far as the budget goes. And so, you know, whether that be, you know, special education circuit breaker or school choice funds, they're really doing everything they can. And so I look forward to, I think our next meeting with the school committee, there's also a budget hearing prior. So if you're interested in the school budget at all and you want to come speak at public comment, that is at our next meeting, and that is on the 25th. I'm not sure about that. Check me on that. It's usually the last Wednesday of the month. So that's coming up really shortly.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, Rockport residents will have a chance Tuesday to learn more about a designation the state has offered the town. The Seasonal Communities designation, issued by the State Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities, would give Rockport tools to create more housing that regular people can afford, according to Planning Board Chair Jason Shaw. The designation is expected to be on warrant for town meeting on April 11, when it must be approved by a majority for it to take effect. The planning board is seeking residents' input and will hold an information session about the designation from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday in the Brenner Room at Rockport Public Library, 17 School Street. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Endicott men's hockey team fell 3-2 in double overtime to Aurora University Saturday night in the NCAA Division III tournament. The winning goal came 3 minutes into the second overtime at Bork Arena in Beverly. The Gulls were ranked number 3 in the nation, and they finished the season with a record of 21-4-3. The Boston Bruins and the MIAA recently announced their sportsmanship awards. Local winners include, in boys hockey, Northeastern Conference, Thomas Fish of Danvers High School, Cape Ann League, Chase Pelletier of Pentucket. In girls hockey, Northeastern Conference, Ashley Freitas of Danvers High School. In the pros, the Celtics lost to the Timberwolves last night, 102-92. Bruins were off. Both teams are off tonight. Red Sox spring training action continues today with a game against the Twins. And the 2026 Red Sox season opens this Thursday in Cincinnati against the Reds at 4:10 p.m. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.